Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Steve Butella here for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about how and why Jill chooses to buy a car on trust, not on paper. We couldn't differ more on this topic, Jill, so it should be fun. And I actually hope that we still have listeners after the show at all. Before we get into it, let's take a question from a caller.
Okay. Jason from Michigan called in and asked, why is data so important in all of this? And I'm sure he means with our buying and selling land. There are thousands of properties for sale here. Steven, you want to attack this one?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the simple answer is, I mean, if you have been involved in this at all or following Jill at all in the podcast or involved with any of the involved at all in how we do this, for sale property that's already for sale, somebody got there first. So you want to use data and some of the other tools that we provide to find your own deals, to get out there, contact the seller first, and kind of behave like a bird dog. He's, you know, this guy's from Michigan. He understands this phrase. He's, you know, behave like a bird dog. Get to the seller first and then decide what to do, depending on what the person's willing to sell it for. So data is not important. It's imperative. Mm-hmm. High quality, class A rate data and finding properties. So you can sell them, buy them and sell them for more. It's imperative in my opinion. I mean, there's lots of other ways to do it. Some people make whole careers out of other stuff like tax liens and tax deeds. And I don't want to complicate it, but again, Jill and I say the word data 70,000 times a minute. It feels like sometimes.
I know. Well, this is really important. I mean, I think everybody understands the whole thing. Like, Say you have a car you want to sell. Wouldn't you? And word gets out you're selling your car, and you have three offers or even one good offer. You're not going to go no. I'd rather get it all detailed and put it in the paper, take some pictures. I want to go through all that work. Then we'll talk. No, you go right. You got a good offer. You want to take it. It just kind of makes sense. And that's, by the way, how I sell property. So I think the point is, once it's for sale and out there and there's a sign in the yard, you might be too late. It's on the MLS.
You are too late. 99.9% of the
time. The price has gone up. There's retail dollar. And then I know it's just could be, but you want to get it real quick and get the best deals and move on. So, and then, yeah, like I was saying, when I sell property, that's what I do. And that's why they sell so quickly for me. I mean, I sell them at a good reduced price because I haven't gone to all that work. I haven't invested the money in that. I hit my hot buyers, and I usually sell quickly that way. So, you know, it's good stuff. I provide that to them. Right. They're in my data.
Right.
Dating data. There's a whole other thing. We haven't even talked about that one.
Dating data.
We should have a whole show on that.
How could you date data?
Oh, come on. It's totally true that people look different on paper. You want to make sure someone looks
dating
good.
Dating data.
Yeah.
I thought you meant taking data out on a date.
No. Using data to
using
date.
Using data to get a date.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
I don't know. It just kind of came to me right now as we're sitting here talking about it. Dating came to mind. I don't know why.
If you understand in any way what goes on in Jill's head.
Oh, gosh.
Call 888-735-5045. And,
thanks a lot.
We'll try to have you on the show.
Yeah, thanks.
You can inform us what goes on in Jill's head.
Oh my gosh, thanks a lot. Very funny.
Okay, all right. So you clearly have car in the head, like cars on the head.
So here's a story, and I can't believe you decided to do a show about this. So
I've been waiting. This is a treat. Jill just closed this deal after what, a month and a
Six
half?
6 weeks, yeah.
I intentionally waited.
Do you know, it's almost 7 weeks now that I think about it.
I intentionally waited until it was actually all signed and the deal was done do this show.
All right.
Tell us the story, please.
Here's how two girls from California roll in a situation like this. Found a car, liked a car, went to look at the car, showed up, passed all Steve's tests, the car.
Yeah, hold on a second. Let's back up here.
What?
Jill and I decided together about the make and the model of the car that she wanted. So, and right. It's, you know, it's one where we don't lose any money on.
Correct.
And it's safe. And the whole thing, just about.
It's convertible.
Everything about the car except the actual car itself was already pre-chosen. And this one fit everything. So right. All the research was done.
Checked all the boxes.
So we go out on Craigslist. We find the best opportunity, contact the seller. And then we go to buy the car. We've mm-hmm. already made a decision, you know, after we drive it for 10 minutes that this is a car we're going to buy for X price.
Right.
So it wasn't like we just flippantly found it.
Oh, no.
All right. So then that's where.
That's the way I roll. That's not the way you roll.
That's the way that now the problems start.
Meaning I'm instant gratification, Jill. Your research, Steve.
That's right.
You're kill it with research, Steve. So anyway, so we get there. We decide on that. We had already known on the way there. They're like, okay. If there's anything wrong with this car, then we're not doing it. But we already knew that. We had a discussion, too, on the, okay, how much are we going to pay when we get there? We already had that number in our head. We know we're going to not go above this number. We're going to buy it for this, which is exactly how it ended up going, by the way. Anyway, so Steven's giving the car once over, and I'm talking to the girl selling the car. She happens to also be from California.
She'll never looks at the car at all.
Instantly hit it off. So we're just, and she's a musician. I mean, she's cool. I mean, we just had a good time and she's nice and fun. And it was funny too, because I don't know if you did give her a talk. Steven wanted to give her a little talk because we showed up to her home in a gated community. She gave us the code and we got right in, and Steven's
from
like
Craigslist.
Right. We could have been crazy people.
We could have been criminals.
I know. And we're, but she's like, no, I just kind of trust you.
She lives there by herself.
Right. Yeah. She lives alone with a little dog that could barely, you know, gnaw on your ankle. So anyway, Steven was going to give her a big brother chat about that. Anyway, so we hit it
off.
Turns
out she needed a lot more help than that.
Oh, silly. You're silly. She's awesome.
As
I made
we'll
a friend out of a deal out of this. Anyway, so we hit it off and we decided we wanted to buy the car. And there's a one little snag that. She's waiting. She just paid it off and the title is on its way to her due any day, like even that day. So as we're on the way to the bank to do a deposit, she even checks the mail one more time to see if this title's in there, which it isn't. So we decide that we're just going to write and do a handshake, write on a piece of paper, do a handshake. She sends me the registration. I give her $1,000 and I drive off with the car. So
that's just that. I can't count the number of things that could go wrong with this type of transaction.
He's like, she could report it stolen.
Report. We don't even know if she owns it.
We don't. Yeah, this is true. We aren't even Okay, anyway, because it was her partner that passed on whose name was on the car, and she had to get that transferred.
Wasn't in her name.
So anyway, but I trusted her. Mm-hmm. It, in the end, it all worked out perfectly. So what's funny is, yes, and she was right. She said yesterday as we met to make the final payoff when she finally had the title. She said, I knew that if I, you know, didn't do this too, you'd find another car. You're not going to wait, you know, almost 2 months, which was probably true. So she trusted me and I trusted her, and we text messaged weekly, and she gave me updates on here's the story and here's where the title is and the so-and-so, the bank didn't file that, so it's coming, and it was coming from Kentucky or something. So anyway.
I made a list of things that could potentially go wrong.
Jill, what's your list? Oh, no.
Maybe you can get in an accident. Maybe she doesn't own the car at all. Maybe she stole the car.
And I just gave her $1,000.
Like you see all these cons on in television shows.
Right.
It was a total con to get $1,000.
We were in her home and that wasn't really her home at all.
All of that. Let's say either one of you get incapacitated during this time, but the car deal's not done. Who's stuck with the car? Who's stuck with the money?
Yeah.
I mean, I have a very long, depressing list here of things that could possibly happen.
That's not how we operate.
So right now, as a listener, you might be asking yourself, what the heck does this have to do with real estate and buying real estate and making money? This is, it's very simple. Don't run your business like this.
Oh, I was going to say the opposite.
I know you were. I know. I mean, we didn't even talk about this at all.
We did
Jill
not.
Walked in here And I put the script right in front of her. It's not even a script. It's got two sentences on it.
Here's what the show's about.
We're talk about it. And no, you not ever want to do a land deal like this. You have to have contracts and the notaries and all kinds of stuff. Because the chances of you now, because you've met this wonderful person, and she is wonderful. I'm serious.
Mm-hmm.
Of this the next time this any kind of thing that happens like this, as a percentages work, they're going to be a crook.
Do you know what that sounds like? That's so funny. My mom used to
sound
tell
like your father.
Yeah. That's exactly it. My mom used to tell my dad that the next time or the if he gets pulled over for a speeding ticket, he absolutely deserves it for the 50 times he didn't get pulled over or talked himself out of it. He deserves a ticket based on the numbers.
So at the end of this whole thing, and all the money got transferred and the title got signed over, I looked at both of them and said, the next deal, like, it's not going to go like this at all.
We hugged each other. We're like, oh, this, we're all good. I never worried. She never worried. It was really funny.
I'm amazed still.
But you know.
What a car, though.
There is some sort of trust, though. Even in our world, Stephen, when I'm calling a notary in another state, I do, you know, this is a good point, how this ties into us. I do my research.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do a little more homework than I did on this one. That's funny. I do my homework in my business, but obviously with this, I didn't.
I know. And this is a little bit out of, how should I say this? I don't think, here's another great point to take away from this. I don't think you get real emotional about buying 40 acres.
No, I don't know.
But I think
all.
You fell in love with that car.
I did.
I think you.
I like her.
You immediately befriended this woman.
Yeah.
Which I understand because she's awesome. But that's just, you can't let your emotions get the best of you. And I think when you're new in this business, when I was new, man, I was looking at every piece of property like, boy, I know I'm buying this so cheap. Boy, I should hold on to this.
Yeah.
Or maybe I should buy these three properties, hold on to one. And I did all that. And
right.
I'll sell these two. It pays for this one. And then I end up selling everything eventually.
Yeah, totally.
So don't let your emotions get in the way of this stuff. And just, follow a protocol.
I agree with
that. As much as you wanted to drive that car away, I know it was a bad idea.
You were shaking your head going,
what?
Wait a minute. She could report it stolen the minute you drive away.
Yeah. I mean, or she, better yet, if I gave me some good ideas about pulling some scams.
Oh, but Steven, jeez.
Not good ideas, but it gave me like.
Movie script
yeah,
ideas.
Yeah, like good
like
writing
that.
Ideas for
like
that
Breaking
kind of
Bad ideas.
Right. Exactly.
Never mind, we're watching a lot of Breaking Bad again right now.
It's a good business model.
Yes. Where's your bobblehead?
It's over here. It's here.
Oh, it's around the corner.
I have a
That's
Walter
right.
White bobblehead in my
yes,
office.
It does. Oh, wait. Don't even ask that. If you want to know about that one, call 888-735-5045 or just email Stephen directly.
What if we made bobbleheads of each other?
No.
We could. I bet you can get custom bobbleheads.
I'm sure you can. I've seen things like that on Shark Tank. I haven't really seen them ever take off like be in a store, but I have seen like dolls and things that you can do based on a photo and a drawing on Shark Tank. So,
yeah, let's not buy any real estate this way at all, ever.
No, okay. I promise. No, and that's true. I mean, you don't take anyone's word. In my day-to-day business operation, buying a piece of property, I never trust, oh, yeah, it's ours, send the check. No.
Thank you, Jill. That's really what I wanted the show to be all about.
Yeah, no, I don't do that. I go look through my data, which is the county data, and I check the ownership just like my own title company is what I do. And I verify where they stand on the taxes. I verify the parcel information, the size, you know, where is it?
Just like we teach in all
that
stuff.
All of that. So I do have a really good system there.
Hey, I'm glad it worked out. That's why we're good partners, Jill, together. You approach things like that, and I approach it more analytically, and in the end, it always works out.
It does, and I made a great friend out of the deal.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
Next time I'm doing it, though.
I know. That did not sit right with you.
Join us in another episode where Jill and I discuss your all-important success in land investment and in life.
It wasn't that bad.
It's just
you didn't tell me that you had all those concerns. Thank you, by the way. All I know is you kept asking, have you heard from her?
I did tell you for several times, you just chose to not hear it at all. And that's fine. You know, because it was your money and your car and the whole thing. And, you know, if it were my car and my money, I would have completely done it differently.
But what would you have done?
And if we bought it together, I would have put my foot down. But, you know, it's just you're a grown woman and very extremely successful. And how can I argue with that? That's really the conversation I had with myself.
Well, there is something to be said, too, for women and our gut instinct.
Yeah, so absolutely.
There, and I had no red flags at all about this one, and it worked out just great. I was right.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm not saying I was, you know, I'm not digging it in. I'm just saying it worked out fine. I trusted my gut.
Would I have done if it was my thing? I would have walked away.
Seriously?
Yeah, I would have shook her hand and said,
call me when you get
not,
the title.
Yeah, you're not ready to sell this car yet.
Mm.
You know, it's not, the title's not back. I'm sorry, I don't even know if it's not anything personal.
Right.
And then I would have not even made a commitment. I would have said, I'll find another car. Because it's just not that hard.
Got it.
And you just fell in love with that car. That's what happened.
Well, I was done with it at that point, too. You know, you reached that point.
No, I never reached that point.
Oh.
I never reached the end of my research point on anything.
You did yesterday.
What, with this car?
No, with something. We had another large purchase yesterday you were kind of done with.
Oh, we'll talk about that in another show. That's checking something off a list.
Okay.
I will still, though. I still on any all that stuff. I will continue to try to make everything better. That's just what I do.
I know. You do, and I like that.
Let's go buy some property the correct way.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.